Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 18th. The grains closed mixed, with May corn up 2¾ cents, closing at 383. May beans down 4¼ cents, closing at 1041¾. And May wheat up 9 cents, closing at 475¼. Currently, we've got the dollar up 11 ticks. Crude oil closed up $1.95 a barrel. That's a new contract high and a 3.5-year high on the crude oil. Dow Jones is down 10 bucks. Silver up $3. Silver up 40 cents. The gold up $3. Let's start with the wheat. Wild day in the wheat. We broke it better part of 8 cents off the opening half hour. Rallied back, almost made a new high on the close here. So an 8-cent break, 7-cent rally. I've talked to several guys today from Kansas, and they confirm what I'm thinking, that the crop in Kansas is in serious trouble. Even if they get rains, it looks like they've got 100% chance of rain on Saturday. I think the initial strength this morning was that they had taken some of the rain out. Then maybe somebody put it back in at around 9 or 10 o'clock and then took it out again. You know, it's hard to really explain why we went down 8 and back up 8, but we don't see a whole lot of rain. It's going to rain there, but a lot of guys were saying, we don't know if it's going to make a whole lot of difference out here. They're more concerned with the freeze and thaw cycle that they've had, two hard freezes and two thaws, and the wheat is just maybe a couple inches over ankle height, and some of the no-till wheat has helped a little bit out here, but guys are comparing it to 1989 in their wheat crop, which was basically zeroed out. One guy had an insurance adjuster out who said that he still thinks the wheat can make 45 or 60 bushel wheat. The farmer thought he was dreaming, but the insurance agent made some comment that the home office was reevaluating this every 3 days. The farmer thought he was going to be lucky to have anything out there. So there's still, I guess, hope that with good rains, guys can still make a crop. But I think this freeze-thaw has really done some damage out here. I certainly wouldn't want to be short wheat. If we do get a rain on the weekend, I'd look to buy it lower on Sunday night. Bean market opened up strong off the crude oil. Crude oil was up, I think, a buck and a half when the beans opened. And we broke 13 cents off those early highs and closed pretty weak. We have all the options. The 1040 puts and 1040 calls have the biggest open interest. They go off the board on Friday, so there's going to be a strong impetus by the traders to get the beans to close right at 1040. So I'd imagine we're going to stay in a fairly tight range, a nickel either side of 1040 here for the rest of the week. Corn market was able to rally a little bit here today. I'm kind of surprised. The weather, once we get through tonight in Chicago and the Midwest, looks markedly improved going into next week. Going back to normal temperatures, drying out, and giving guys, I think, an opportunity maybe late next week or over the next weekend to get some planting work done. So we'll see how that works out. But overall, I remain friendly on the wheat. Negative on the beans, and the corn maybe a little bit friendly in here, but we need to hold 380 on a closing basis. If we close under 380, then I think it opens up the door for more downside possibilities out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.